here's a story from The World.
In the explosion that leveled a large part of Beirut's port and the neighborhood around it last week, hundreds of thousands of people lost their homes, among them migrants who came to Lebanon in search of work. Even before the blast, the pandemic and Lebanon's economic problems had put those migrant workers in a precarious situation. Now many are stranded, looking for a way to return home. Here's The World's Shirin Jafari.
This week, a group of women staged a sit-in outside the consulate of Kenya in Beirut. There was about 30 of them, all domestic workers who'd lost their jobs and homes in last week's blast. They say they're stuck. They can't afford plane tickets back home, and they have no place to live. Lebanon is home to more than 250,000 migrant workers. They're mostly women and come from countries in Africa and Asia. They're typically hired as domestic workers. They clean homes and take care of children.
Yeah, I'm one of the girls also, the activities there. And we have been here, this is the third day.
Catherine, who's 31, is among the women protesting at the consulate. It's her third day there, and she's with her young son. She didn't want me to use her full name because she fears for her safety. A few years ago, she left her elderly mother and two other kids in Kenya to come work in Lebanon.
I came to Lebanon to make my life better than it was.
But she says her employer was abusive.
1 year, 3 months. No going out, no off days, nothing.
That's not all. Her employer, who she calls Madame, made her live with her 52-year-old single brother.
He wants to sleep with me. Then one time the sister told me, why can't you sleep with my brother? I asked my madam, are you crazy?
Catherine says later he tried to attack her. She ran to the kitchen and picked up a knife. He let her go, but Catherine was done. She wanted to leave. She couldn't, though, because of Lebanon's kafala system. It's a program for migrant workers that legally binds them to their employers. It means that Catherine couldn't quit or change her job without her boss's permission. She was stuck.
Then after 2 days, I tell him I'm going to throw garbage.
She decided to run away. One day, she says, she told the brother she was taking out the trash. In the trash bags were all her belongings. She left and never went back. But leaving means she has to pay a penalty for breaking her work contract.
I tried to work hard. I looked for money for penalty. I came to my consulate. The consulate asked me $1,200.
$1,200. Money she's got to scrape together, as well as the money for a plane ticket.
I have no job. Even food is, to get food is a problem. So how you expect me to pay my ticket and for my son?
Lebanon has been going through an economic crisis, made even worse by the coronavirus pandemic. It's left a lot of domestic workers out of jobs and with few options. Banchi Yimmer is an activist in Beirut.
Some sponsors are throwing the domestic worker on the street like a garbage. After they work for them for so many years, taking care of the kids and the elders, and, you know, so they just throw them on the street not to pay their salary.
And when Ymir says they're leaving the workers on the streets, that's what's happening. Some employers, unable to pay the workers, have simply dropped them off at their country's consulates. Ymir is from Ethiopia herself and has worked as a domestic worker until she ran away from her employer 5 years ago. She founded a group called Inya Linya that helps domestic workers. Since the explosion last week, Ymir says there's been a huge rise in workers who need help.
Different nationality depend on us and they are asking for help. The Sierra Leone are struggling, the Kenyan and the Nigerian, many nationality, Bangladesh. No one is assisting this time. They are asking for food, they are asking for rent, they are asking for medication.
I spoke with another activist, Rula Segayer. She was with a group of Kenyan workers at the consulate.
There are children here as well, and it's not the safest time or place to be sleeping on the streets.
Segayer says the kafala system in Lebanon has to go.
Employers have a very easy way out of their obligations, because if they file a complaint against a domestic worker saying that she ran away or saying that she stole something, then she would have a criminal record and they would be exempted from following up with her.
The Kenyan government has responded, saying it's working with the Lebanese officials to get the workers home. But the logistics are taking too long, the women say, partly because the pandemic means there are fewer flights. Still, some repatriation flights have taken place. In June, the Ghanaian government sent a plane to bring back a group of domestic workers who had lost their jobs because of the pandemic. The workers filmed the moment they got on the plane. They're dancing, and there's a lot of joy. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.